honoring Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, a family tribute. Here's Ben Mulroney.
It is my absolute honor to now be joined by the 42nd President of the United States, Mr. Bill Clinton. Mr. President, thank you for taking some time to help me and help us remember my dad.
Glad to do it. I liked him very much.
Well, let's take the way back machine to when you were the new kid on the block. You had just been elected president, and my father was the elder statesman of the G7 on his way out of politics. What are your first memories, your first recollections of him?
Well, first of all, you know, I talked to him shortly after the election, and I told him how important I thought Canada was and how much I appreciated the leadership they had exerted in the G7 and in NATO and just throughout. I thought they were great, and I wanted to have a good relationship with them, even though we didn't come from the same political parties. And also, he was supporting NAFTA, and so was I, and both of us were getting a little hell for it from different quarters.
Yeah, he was no stranger to taking incoming fire.
Yeah, but you know, you have to take some risks in politics to do what you think is right over the long run, and he was willing to do that. And I still think we did the right thing with NAFTA, and I think the results prove it. And the fact that it had to be upgraded after 25 years didn't bother me a bit. I just thought, you know, it became a curse word for President Trump, but it was just it was all politics. We all knew what the deal was.
Mr. President, where do you see personal friendships in sort of the larger role of a world leader? Because my dad formed really close friendships with so many people that he worked with. And you know, some people eschew that sort of thing. But how do you view friendship as a tool in being a leader?
Well, I think it's really important because you can't get much done without trust. And, you know, what you want from friends who are leading other countries, you never expect them to abandon what they believe is in their own country's best interest. But you expect them to level with you about it. So you always know where you are, and that way you have a chance to reach an understanding and make progress and solve problems and seize opportunities. And so I think it's really important. You can't let friendship get in the way of doing your duty to your country. But if you believe that cooperation works better than conflict and that more than 70% of the world's problems could be resolved if you disagree with the end, and if you agree on the end, and then you try to find a way to get there. So I think it's very important. I think he was right about that.
I'm a very biased judge, but I tend to say that my dad was one of the great orators of the 20th century, and I would hold up the eulogies of Presidents Reagan and President Bush as exhibits A and B. You were there for those moments.
As I looked over the waters of Walker's Point on that golden September afternoon in Maine, I was reminded of the lines, simple and true, that speak to the real nature of George Bush and his love of his wonderful family and precious surroundings. There are wooden ships, there are sailing ships, there are ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
What do you remember of his, the way he could communicate?
Well, first of all, you had the feeling that he had genuine respect and affection for the people he was talking about, that it was more than politics. And that's really important when you're given a eulogy. It's a great honor to be asked to give a eulogy to somebody that you care for. And I had the feeling And I was at both of those services. And I knew President Reagan pretty well, and I was really close to President Bush. So I really appreciated what he said, particularly about Bush, because he had a feeling for what he went through with his political defeat, as well as all the things he accomplished. And he talked about it in a way that was humane and real and on occasion funny. And I liked it. I thought he really had a feel for it. He loved politics and he liked politicians. And he understood that that's the way you get things done in a democracy. And you had that feeling in both of those eulogies for different reasons, that he knew what he was talking about, and he was trying to capture not only what these people accomplished, but who they were.
I was glad that you referenced your first communication with my dad as being on the phone, because a lot of people say his ability on the phone was his superpower. And as he, as the tributes have come through over the past days and weeks, his ability to reach out to somebody on their best day to cheer them on, or on their not so best day to raise them up, is a common theme that I have been reading and watching, come across in newspaper articles and television programs. I have to assume that you had a few phone calls with my dad.
Yeah, quite often. And even after I left office, I would see him from time to time. I once met with the Barrick Gold Board of Directors, and he was there, and we had a wonderful conversation. It's not what we talked about. It's just the way it was. I felt like, you know, we were old friends still doing what we could, and I love that. And, you know, he was really, and he was good on the phone because he had such a wonderful voice. It almost felt like somebody was singing to you, you know? Almost didn't matter what the song was.
It's very funny that you bring that up, Mr. President, because one of the themes of this special has been that his love of music and his deep desire to sing at every possible occasion, especially the older that he got. The older he got, the more he would sing.
He sang at the drop of a hat. Thank goodness he had a good voice.
He did.
We'd all been miserable because he would have sung anyway.
If you got a song in your heart, Mr. President, you got to get it out.
Well, he got it out.
Mr. President, I want to thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. Thank you for reminding me about some of the things about my dad that I love so much.
Well, he brightened my life, and I think we did some good together. I think we both did right by our countries in the short time we were together, and we did a lot to bring Mexico into the family of nations and into our hemispheric efforts, and I think it was the right thing to do. I still feel good about it.
President Bill Clinton, thank you so much.